Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Inexperienced, Uncoordinated, and Nearsighted.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour. And you've made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I'm not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. This parable just begs for an opening story about how someone was always picked last for grade school dodgeball, right? Yeah, I was definitely that kid with the trifecta of on the sidelines forever qualities. Inexperienced, uncoordinated, and nearsighted. As the number of kids waiting to be picked dwindled, there we'd be on the edges, the last few unwanteds, each of us secretly hoping at least to be picked third from the last, or even second from the last, but please, dear God, not the very last. Alas. After grade school, it was the same thing forever. Middle school basketball, high school soccer, PE was the class of shame and dread. And here's a problem. Once you're the one who doesn't get picked, you never get the chance to practice, especially if you're inexperienced, uncoordinated, and nearsighted. Or if you don't live near a practice field, or you don't have someone to teach you how to play, or you face some other obstacle. And after that, no one expects you to improve. And you don't expect yourself to improve. Finally, I gave up. So this parable is about a lot more than who gets hired last and paid first. For me, it's about why those potential workers are left hanging around in the first place. Maybe they're lazy. Or might they be inexperienced, uncoordinated, nearsighted, injured, too old, from another land, different? How many of the workers in Jesus' parable waited around that marketplace, praying to be chosen and knowing they probably wouldn't? That does something to a person. And the only reason these people aren't working, according to their own words, is that nobody has hired them. but there's work to do. And the landowner is searching the marketplace again and again, putting the willing to work. Who is this landowner? Well, the landowner really isn't a person, if you listen with care. The landowner is the kingdom itself. The kingdom of heaven, says Jesus, is like a landowner. The kingdom seeks the willing again and again and puts them to work. And unlike me when it came to dodgeball, these last few workers in the parable are still out there in the marketplace. They didn't give up and go home. And they're still there today, looked over for leadership or vocation or promotion or even being hired in the first place, when there's so much to do in hospitals and flood and fire zones and churches and racially charged zones and every area of unrest or injustice, whether occupied or abandoned. They're everywhere, confronting the rest of us in our abundance. Because this kingdom is absolutely one of abundance. And it is present when seeing someone else being made equal to us is a cause not for grumbling, but for celebration. So go ahead, be the landowner. Pick